WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
And welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Thursday morning. And it is November. November is Men's Health Awareness Month. And of course, you hear me talking all the time about the Ultimate Men's Clinic. We have the man himself here, Dr. Jack Rocco, with us this morning. Good morning, Dr. Jack. How are you?
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
You can pull that to you if it's easier.
Okay.
Put it wherever you need it. And as I mentioned, it is Men's Health Awareness Month in November. And why is it that this just doesn't get as much attention as other awareness months get?
Well, I mean, I think that that is par for the course for most men's health issues, you know, whether it be November or January. You know, men's health definitely takes a lower tier on people's mind, you know, especially men. You know, not just it's not a female thing. Men don't really focus on their health, especially guys in their 40s that are still healthy. They're still, you know, kicking butt at work. They're doing great. They're raising the family. They're busy, busy, busy. You know, the last person men tend to think about with regards to anything is their own health. I think men bring it on themselves a little bit. You know, men don't want to share those details. You know, women are much more conversant with one another about their medical issues. It's something they deal with on a regular basis. You know, but men look at it as, you know, I go to the doctor when I'm sick.
Yeah, we don't do, you know, preventative care. We do reactionary care.
Right. And I always say that, you know, and I think it's true, you know, men take better care of their cars, their weed whacker, their lawnmower than they do themselves. You know you have to change your oil every 3,000 miles or so. But the idea of going and talking about your, you know, your physical health, getting some blood work, guys just don't think about it. That's a stigma for them for whatever reason.
And what I've learned is that, you know, it's kind of like an overarching theme for men where, you know, we would rather react to the problem and try to solve the problem immediately than go and find out that there might be a problem. Like, and we just avoid the problems until we can't anymore.
Yeah. And I think it's evolutionary for whatever reason. You know, like I said, men are on the battlefield. Men are, you know, in a game, you know, you play hurt. Mm-hmm. You know, they're like, I would die for my family. You know, you hear how many guys would say that? I would die for my kids. Well, right. Would you live longer for your kids? And, you know, the other theme that I really like to stress is not just lifespan, but health span. You know, that last 20 years of your life can be vastly different. You know, do you want to be 60 looking like 80 or 60 looking like 40? You know, and there's definitely, you know, a wide range of people. But a lot of that, you know, in order to look good at 60, you need to take care of yourself at 40. You know, so it's something that it's so hard in this culture. You know, our food, the highly processed food that's out there. And, you know, like I said, guys are busy. They're running around doing stuff. They're playing whack-a-mole on a day-to-day basis. You know, smack this problem, smack that problem, smack that problem. Or if they do plan, you know, they plan their finances. They'll go see their financial planner and discuss about retirement. You know, but what is your health going to be like? Are you going to spend that last 20 years of your life in a doctor's office, or are you going to spend it, you know, on the beach, on a boat, you know, on a hike? You know, so I think it's, you know, now is the time, you know, in your early 40s, is really the time to start developing those habits that, you know, maybe when you're in college, you can get away with it. When you're in your 30s, you can get away with, you know, eating chicken wings and drinking beer every Friday. But you keep doing that into your 40s, into your 50s, it's going to catch up to you. And the, you know, the outcome is sad.
So what are some of the things that people in that age group should be coming to you and looking into finding out more about?
Yeah, I think, you know, primarily number one issue, I would say, you know, if I had to focus on one thing, it's your weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the obesity rate in America is huge. And, you know, with all these processed foods, You know, there's no Cheeto tree out there in the world. You can't go pick a Cheeto from a tree or a Twinkie. You know, all these things, most of them are not food. You know, I don't know if you've seen, there's all these videos, or there were videos on the internet where they take an Oreo and they put a torch to an Oreo.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it for 1 second, 3 seconds, you know, up to 5 minutes. And you hold a torch onto an Oreo for 5 minutes, you can still read Oreo on it.
That's crazy.
It really is. You know, so this stuff is not food. You know, it's you know, a lot of different varieties of poisons that you're putting in your body. And, you know, the sugar, you know, we used to be really concerned about cholesterol and fats. And I think a lot of the thinking nowadays has turned on its head, that it's the carbs. It's the, the refined sugars. It's the carbs. It's the insulin primarily. You know, if you see, you know, you see someone who's obese or overweight, their main problem is they're an insulin addict. And, you know, anytime you eat, especially if you eat a high carb, high glucose carb meal, your insulin spikes. And insulin just does its job. You know, it's not an evil thing. It's there to do its job. And insulin's job is to take sugar from the blood, because you don't want your blood sugar level to get too high. So it takes the sugar in your blood and pushes it into the cells. Okay. Once it's in the cells, you know, it's there for storage. But it also, it affects the mitochondria. You know, mitochondria are the organelles that are the powerhouse of the cell. That's, you know, high school biology, you learn that. And that's really the key for energy. You know, and if you are poisoning, you know, your mitochondria with, you know, high carbohydrate diet, excess fats, you're not going to have that same energy. You know, so in order for, you know, if you're constantly grazing like most Americans do, you always have some insulin in your system. So you're always making fat. So I'm a big proponent of fasting. You know, I try to do it myself. A basic program that most people talk about is like 16 hours of fasting a day. And that sounds like a lot, you know. But if you think about it, you know, you're ideally sleeping for 8 hours, you know, but you do need that 16 hours. You need that time to process the food that you just ate. You know, if you eat a big dinner, your body needs time for that. You can't go eating in 4 more hours. Your body's still working on that. So what ends up happening is that, you know, your body, your cells, the insulin is putting all that excess food into the cells. Eventually they get bogged down. And, you know, before the next meal, you're hitting it again, you're hitting it again. So you're always making fat. So I'm a big proponent of, you know, find an 8 hour window during the day. I typically do maybe like 11 to 7. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's a good time. You know, breakfast doesn't have to happen at 8 a.m. or 6 a.m. You know, break your fast, you know, is when you finally eat. And traditionally, I mean, I think, you know, I recommend, you know, you can have some hot coffee in the morning, black coffee, you know, no sugar, no cream, ideally. And then around 11 o'clock, you can have a snack or have your lunch at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. And then you can, you know, that's, you know, then there's no need to snack as well. You know, it's the food industry really has captured our lives in a lot of ways.
They come up with different things for, here's something for at 2 o'clock, here's something for at 4 o'clock.
Right. And it's, you know, and it's organic and it's natural and this and that, you know, like when you think about it, you know, heroin is natural, you know, opium is natural. It doesn't mean that it's good for you. You know, so the need for, you know, you don't need, you know, we way overeat in this country. So, you know, I think if people can first get some discipline and, you know, get into a routine where they're at a more optimal weight, a lot of the other things will follow. You know, so I think that's, you know, for me, diet and food, you know, what you eat and how you eat and the timing of your eat, but also when you don't eat, I think is very important.
And I found, you know, because I'm on a low-carb diet, and I found that since I've done that, I can go much longer windows of time without eating,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I don't even think about it. I don't think I ate yesterday until, you know, I had my protein shake in the morning, and then I didn't eat again until 8:30 at night, and I wasn't thinking about food the whole time.
Right. And I said that the food industry, you know, you're going to, during that time, I'd be interested to see how many food ads you've seen, how many billboards for.
I probably wrote an article about a restaurant in that time. Right. Know, that's what we do here.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and so, you know, I think, like I said, the first thing that I think most people need to do is get control of their diet, of their weight. And it's not something that, even if you go to a food, even if you go to a weight loss clinic, they tend to push, you know, phentermine, which is a, you know, an amphetamine based medication to help suppress your appetite. But then you're hooked on that. So I think, you know, the American diet and the degree of obesity, 25% of teenagers are pre-diabetic. That never happened when we were growing up. It's a huge problem. So like I said, that's one thing that we really focus on, you know, within your visit. You know, if you come, if you're sensitive about that, you may not like that to hear that. But I think it's something that I need to hear it. It's something most people need to hear. So that we deal with that. And I think the other thing that men really struggle with is just that those male friendships, those male bondings, you know. I think men need men. You know, men need men in their lives to vent. You know, you look at, you know, if you're a leader at work, if you're, you know, an executive, who do you go to for your problems? You know, most men don't have anyone else to go to.
Right.
You know, so, you know, we tend to suffer silently. We tend to deal with our problems, you know, in the comfort and quiet of our home. You know, that's when guys break down, you know. With relationships, men have issues with relationships in their life. And, you know, sometimes it's just, I'll deal with guys, you know, I do orthopedics as well as the men's clinic. But some of the best conversations I have in the office, you know, while I'm examining their knee, you know, I know what's wrong with their knee, you know, so I, you don't just rush someone in and rush them out, you know. And then you start to like, hey, how's your family? How's the wife? How's things going? And they're like, it's, you know, living the dream.
How's it going? It's going.
Yeah, it's going. You're right. You know, how many things? I mean, it's a cliche. Some of the things that, you know, when a man, you know, men will give themselves that look across a restaurant, like just roll their eyes like, dude, I know what you're going through over there. But we don't really get a chance to talk about that. You know, so, I like to bring that. That is a huge problem. You know, if you're stress eating or, you know, you're having, you know, I don't even like to say the word mental health issues because that, for whatever reason, has a stigma. And they're not necessarily mental health issues. It's just lack of support.
Yeah.
Lack of bonding, or if a guy does, you know, if you go home to your wife and your wife is like, hey, how was your day? Oh, honey, I had a horrible day. You know, give me a hug. You know, she's going to look at you like, dude, what happened? Who are you? You know, but men will talk to each other about these things. You know, I think a lot of retirees, you know, you got these breakfast clubs around the country, yep. Guys that meet at wherever, IHOP or some local diner. And I've been, you know, I'm a Shriner. So, you know, I hang out with a lot of these guys. And when they see me, that's the first thing they ask about their health. Hey, doc, I'm going to see the doctor. Or I saw the doctor, and this is what he told me. It's like, well, what did he tell you? Well, I don't know. But, you know, they still come to you. They talk to each other about it. And I think guys need that. I think guys need that male support. They need each other because they understand each other. You know, like I said, you can talk to a buddy. You know, someone is like, no one cares about my problems. And another guy is going to say, exactly.
Yeah, who are the two guys that many guys do feel comfortable talking with and showing that vulnerability to? It's always their bartender and their barber, right? They always, you know, if you can have those conversations with those people, you can have them with other men.
Right. You know, and I said, I think if you open yourself, I've done that. You know, I'll go to a pizza place and, you know, sit at the bar and grab a slice or something. And there's always some other lonely guy sitting there, you know, and I've had some fantastic conversations with other guys who are just, you know, they're by themselves and, you know, they're open to these conversations. So, you know, I think having a men's clinic or somewhere where you can go and really talk about your issues, you know, so, you know, weight, the men's mental health, And then it gets into the, you know, these are all related. You know, we talk frequently about testosterone and how, you know, the average 30-year-old's testosterone level is what a 50 or 60-year-old used to be in the 70s.
Wow.
I mean, and once again, we're back to the food. We're back to the toxins in our environment. And we've got some products that are super high-powered antioxidants. That we have one product that's called Protandim. And what it does is it's an antioxidant. And when you hear that word, you often think of superfoods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what makes something a superfood often is its ability to absorb free radicals. Free radicals are these toxins that develop in your body, chemicals, as a result of the digestive process. You know, as you're digesting, you have waste with everything. And as I said, with the high processed food, these antioxidants, these free radicals build up in the system. And, you know, the company says that, you know, if you eat a pint of blueberries are notorious superfood. If you eat a pint of blueberries, that'll absorb or suck up 7,000 free radicals from your system, okay? So this product, Protandim, the company advertises and promotes, they have studies that show, you know, this product will absorb 1 million free radicals.
Wow.
And, you know, that you get the toxins out of your system, you get your insulin level low, you get the fat out of your cells, suddenly your mitochondria start working again. They're not so sludged up and bogged down. And, you know, a big issue that we hear about nowadays is, you know, the GLP-1s.
Yes.
Those are your Wegovys, your tirzepatides, your body makes GLP-1. Imagine that. You know, GLP-1 is similar to insulin and a hormone. It's called glucagon-like peptide, you know, and there's a lot of stuff out there about peptides. You know, your body functions on a lot of peptides. You know, so if you are healthy, if you don't have those free radicals in your system, your cells start waking up. You start making your own GLP-1. You know, so that's why the industry is huge. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry, the GLP-1 industry. And it's replacing something that your body has been robbed of because of the lifestyle, because of the lack of sleep, because of the blue screens, because of, you know, toxins, you know, air pollution, water pollution, plastics in the water. You know, so our bodies have stopped making GLP-1. This fascinates me about GLP-1 because GLP-1, like this product and GLP-1 is actually used for addiction as well. And where it works best is in the brain at the satiety centers, you know, the pleasure center of the brain. So if you start making your own GLP-1, you know, which you would typically do after a meal, you know, if you're normally healthy and you have a big meal, your body releases this GLP-1. It goes to your brain. It stimulates the pleasure center. And it says, you know what? I am full.
Mm-hmm.
I am happy. I'm going to unbuckle my belt and, you know, kick up my heels. I'm happy. What happens now is that we're not making that GLP-1. So you eat a plate of pasta and you're like, I'm still hungry. I still need a cheesecake. I still need a glass of wine. I still need a little bourbon. You know, so you never really stimulate that pleasure center. So you continue to eat beyond what would normally be satisfying for you. You know, so, you know, the product that we have that helps with that, the Protandim, I think is fantastic, you know, and it goes back to the basics. You know, if you can please your brain and know when it's satisfied, you're not going to overeat, you know, and overeating it's a food addiction.
And the other part of it is, like you said earlier, you know, you're eating not necessarily just for the satiation of being full, but you're eating because in some cases you don't know what else to do. In some cases it is, you know, a mindless thing and people aren't paying attention to. Like that was one of the things that I had to learn about starting over because I am on a GLP-1. I had to learn about, you know, you can't just shovel food into your mouth because you're not giving yourself a chance to feel that satiation. You're just going to keep shoveling food. And then you're already four or five bites in before you start to say, okay, now I'm full. And you've got to kind of slow down, take your time, mm-hmm. and make food, make it the meal and not just something you're doing while you're doing something else.
Right. You know, I mean, sitting there with a bag of Cheetos or bag of, you know, whatever, watching a movie, mm-hmm. or flipping through your screen. I mean, you're feeding multiple addictions simultaneous. And it's, you know, a lot of it comes down to dopamine. You know, you're looking for that fix of, you know, some sort of pleasure, some sort of society with your, you know, satiety with your life. So like I said, I think that's, you know, the weight loss is huge. But also now we get into, like I said, we're talking about testosterone, you know, because when your cells aren't working, when you're not exercising, when you're not sleeping, you know, your testosterone level goes up at night while you're sleeping. If you're not sleeping well, if you're getting up in the middle of the night and checking your phone, checking your email, whatever, getting up and grabbing a drink, you know, in the middle of the night, you're not sleeping through the night, your testosterone level doesn't get that opportunity, you know, to revitalize itself, you know, and then that puts you down another, you know, toilet bowl of, you know, you've got a low testosterone, you have low energy, you're trying to stimulate yourself with more coffee, more food, more, you know, more stimulation, because your body's not making those natural things that, you know, when you were younger, you felt that satiety, you felt that pleasure, like, oh, I can't eat, I'm full, you know, I'm going to go work out. You know, you feel great after working out. You've got that endorphin rush. You've got that adrenaline going. You're not going to, you know, leave the gym and go sit and grab a burger and, you know, large fries. You know, you're going to grab some water. You're going to, you know, hydrate yourself. So your body has, and as I've gotten older and wiser as a physician, you know, instead of naming how many pharmaceutical drugs I can name that treat hypertension or that treat high cholesterol, I've been going back to nature with a lot of things. And I think the idea of like functional medicine is something that you'll hear about if you look into it. And functional medicine is that. It's diet advice. It's sleeping advice. You know, it's exercise. It's those natural things that, you know, we have in ourselves, you know, and, you know, for men, testosterone is that daily, you know, hormone that prepares you for battle every morning, you know, and then goes down at night, allows you to sleep better. You know, so testosterone is a great way to, you know, recalibrate, you know, and in the, you know, it's like anything else. It forms a bridge, you know, that if you don't have the energy for exercise, you're constantly overeating, you know, by restoring or normalizing your testosterone level, you're going to sleep better. You're going to wake up more vitalized. You're going to have more muscle mass to burn those calories. You know, so a lot of these things, they all tie together. So I can't talk about, you know, I can't talk about just insulin or just testosterone or just GLP-1 without bringing them all together, because it's a symphony that your body, you know, normally enjoys.
And I know we've talked in the past about testosterone, and you said, you know, people make the assumption and think that if they want to get treatments for that, it's a shot. And you say it doesn't have to be a needle.
No. I personally use a cream, you know, and the cream is nice. You know, it's like, you know, you're going to bed at night. You know, the last thing I want to do is, you know, break out, you know, go to the fridge, break out a needle, you know, pull up the needles, you know, give myself a shot. But also the shots, there's different ways to do it. But the shots are, most people don't do it every day. So they do it once or twice a week. Well, your testosterone level doesn't spike once or twice a week. It spikes daily. You know, so the idea of the cream is you're going to bed, take a little dollop of the cream, you rub it into your body, and that restores your evening testosterone. It absorbs into your skin at night like it normally would. You wake up in the morning, you're good to go. I think that's the, you know, it's a more natural, because you can do that every night. So that instead of getting the peaks and the troughs of a once a week or a twice a week injection, you get that daily dose, that daily micro dose of testosterone that keeps your level in tune. So like I said, so it's more physiologic, it works better, and I think it's more convenient and easy.
And plus, you know, many people just don't want anything to do with a needle.
Absolutely. I'm one of those, you know.
I don't have a problem with needles. I have a problem with having to actually stick one into myself just because I don't trust myself in doing it right.
Yeah. And like I said, it's not, I mean, many people do it. Once you get used to it, you can be trained to do these things. For me, it's a convenience. And then you gotta have those disposable boxes to get rid of your needles. Mm-hmm. Where do you get rid of those?
Very hard now. It's less and less places that'll take them.
Right. You know, so that's what I like about it. That's what I like about, you know, our regimen of the cream. It's just easy and, you know, helps with all that.
So these are just some of the things that can help you with at the Ultimate Men's Clinic. We got to get into the news here. But before we let you go, Dr. Jack, let everybody know how they can reach out to you and set up an appointment, or at least just, you know, kind of talk a little bit more and find out if this is the right move for them.
Yeah, I think the best thing is, you know, we're www.theultimatemensclinic.com. We've got a great website. I also have a podcast. My podcast is called The Ultimate Men's Movement Podcast. It's on YouTube and Spotify. And we go into all sorts of issues. I just had a guest on. She was my fifth grade teacher. And we talked about the father-daughter relationship. Hmm. And how she wrote two books on her father and his experience with World War II. And then as he was getting older and he was having health issues, it transitioned into, you know, so the first book was called Flying with Dad. You know, he was a bombardier on a B-24. And then her second book was called Dying with Dad. So she goes and talks about, you know, how she got him to fill out the five wishes, how he wants to go, what he wants to have happen. And it's really a beautiful story because she talks about when she was younger, you know, they didn't have the best relationships and guys in that generation weren't sensitive to women and didn't really know how to handle her. But, you know, so we talk about, you know, we talk about alcohol, we talk about all sorts of things, finances, you know. So I think the podcast is a good way to, you know, get some generalized, you know, men-focused information. The website is also good. You can also call us at 508-505-9100.
Say, I've got it right there.
Yeah.
But that is really, you know, the key part is people have to feel comfortable. And obviously hearing you today, I mean, how can somebody not be comfortable, you know, coming to you and sharing these things? Because again, it's judgment free and it's just about setting them up for success now and for the long term.
Right. Prevention.
Which is a word that most men aren't familiar with.
Denial.
You know, I don't get the oil changed unless, you know, I notice that I'm 2,000 miles over what the sticker says.
Right.
That's what a lot of us are like. Well, Dr. Jack, thanks for coming in and, you know, let's talk to you again soon.
Thank you again, Tim. I always appreciate it.
All right. We're going to take a break here. We'll get the news in after that and then we'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Homes studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your local family-owned home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com to make your house a carefree home. Cuts at American Airlines, certain scents triggering migraines, and fake one-star reviews flooding Philadelphia area restaurants.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
American Airlines says it plans to reduce its management and support staff in order to optimize its performance and efficiency. The airline announced that most of the cuts will be made in Texas, where the carrier is based in Fort Worth. A statement referred to the layoffs as a small reduction, but did not say how many employees will be affected or when the cuts will happen. Meanwhile, America's transportation secretary is warning that some of the airspaces could close if the government shutdown continues.
Secretary Sean Duffy warns there will be mass chaos, including widespread flight delays and cancellations, if the government shutdown continues into next week. Duffy said there simply aren't enough air traffic controllers to manage it all, as many are calling in sick rather than work with no pay. Travelers have faced flight delays and hours-long security lines as airports try to deal with staffing issues caused by the shutdown. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Multiple restaurants in Philadelphia are reporting a wave of fake one-star reviews on Google. At least 9 independently owned restaurants throughout the city received dozens of fraudulent reviews, and at least one restaurant had a reviewer asking to be paid to take down the posts. The Federal Trade Commission passed a ruling last year banning fake reviews, which allows the agency to seek civil penalties of up to $50,000 per post. The restaurant owners have reported the reviews and say that they just want to see Google put more strict measures in place for people to be able to post. A University of Arkansas professor is part of the team of researchers that have discovered ancient stone tools in Kenya. Amelia Villasenor is an associate professor of anthropology at the U of A. The team recently recovered stone tools from 3 distinct layers of the Turkana Basin. The discovery shows a tradition of continuous tool use spanning from 2.75 million to just over 2.4 million years ago. Fall is the time for cozy scents, including cinnamon and pumpkin spice, but a headache specialist at the Cleveland Clinic says you should be cautious if you suffer from osmophobia, which is an extreme sensitivity to odors.
Scents and what we call osmophobia tends to be a critical trigger for a lot of those who have migraines. Sound is another one, light is another one, but scents specifically.
Dr. Imad Estemalik says many scented products, including candles, air fresheners, and perfumes, can trigger migraines by activating pain nerves in the head. He says if you get migraines, try to avoid triggers and make sure to take your migraine medication at the correct times. Instagram being ordered to stop using PG-13 to describe its new teen accounts. The Motion Picture Association reportedly sent a cease and desist letter to Instagram's parent company Meta over the use of the rating. It said the claims the new setting is guided by the PG-13 rating is false and highly misleading. The MPA said it can't be aligned with its rating system because it doesn't use the same curated process and instead heavily relies on artificial intelligence. It argued that any dissatisfaction with the Instagram setting would cause the public to question the integrity of the Motion Picture Association's rating system. The Mega Millions jackpot is now up to $843 million. No grand prize winner in Tuesday night's big drawing, so the next chance to strike it rich will come around tomorrow. Soccer legend David Beckham has been honored with a knighthood ceremony. The 50-year-old former England captain received knighthood status at Windsor Castle on Tuesday for his services to sports and charity after he was named on King Charles's birthday honors list earlier this year. Beckham represented England 115 times and was captain for 59 games, which is an accomplishment only 2 other players have surpassed.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Celtics with a big win over the Wizards at the Garden last night, 136-107. The Seas travel to Orlando for a game tomorrow night, and the Bruins host the Ottawa Senators tonight at 7.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Sunshine today, dry, strong gusts early in the morning, diminishing by noontime with a high of 53. Clear, dry, colder tonight, low temp down to 32. Partly sunny on Friday, milder with a high near 60. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
If I had my time again, I would do it all the same, and not change a single thing, even when I was to blame for the heartache and the pain that I caused throughout my years.
And welcome back in. Listen, this is a great time of year if you're thinking about redoing your kitchen, This is a great time of year to reach out to Precision Window and Kitchen because they've got all new colors and styles of cabinetry to choose from, plus all different types of countertops and hardware. Imagine putting a nice granite countertop. It's more affordable than you think. Getting a nice granite countertop and some brand new cabinetry to go with it. New hardware, you know, everything from, you could even pick and decide what kind of handles you want to have on the drawers and on the cabinets. It's that customizable. And of course, they also supply and install windows and doors to get you ready for the colder weather coming in. All that and more, all at Precision Window and Kitchen. Stop by their showroom, 1111 Acushnet Avenue in New Bedford, see what they have to offer, or just go to their website, precisionwindowandkitchen.com. Give them a call, 508-990-3576, 508-990-3576. But again, the best way, just go to precisionwindowandkitchen.com, and maybe you're just in the beginning stages of thinking about it. You can go there and get all kinds of ideas. Maybe there's a significant other you've got to convince that this is what you should be doing right now. Well, show them some of those beautiful new styles, and that will convince them. Again, precisionwindowandkitchen.com. All right, 508-996-0500. That is the number here to call in and chime in. We do have, I've got to get another break in here. We had a great conversation with Dr. Jack from the Ultimate Men's Clinic. So we went a little bit overtime on that. So I got to get caught up here. So let me take this break and we'll be back in a few moments.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Homes studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your local family-owned home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com to make your house a carefree home.
If you want to make a move, then you better come in. It's just ability, that reason that we're so thin. Living and dying and the stories that are true. Sink or do a collapse, knowing when you're through. Black coat, white shoes, black hat, Cadillac, yeah. The boys are time bomb. Black coat, white shoes, black hat, Cadillac, yeah. The boys are time bomb.
And welcome back in. And if you were thinking about going solar, you should be reaching out to Isaacson Solar. I was just having this conversation with the ladies over at my polling place on Tuesday. We were talking about going solar, and I said, well, Isaacson Solar are the people to reach out to because they're not one of these other fly-by-night companies that just come in, sell a bunch of solar panels to people, and move on to another town. They are here to stay. They're based in Fall River, and they are your partner in solar. If you want to find out all of your questions answered, all you have to do is reach out to them, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Good, I've been listening to the whole show, so wanted to call in so bad, and I realized it was for the guys, and so, but I could have got into it with that doctor. He's the kind of doctor I've been looking for.
Oh, I don't think that it just has to be for the men, the things that he's talking about. He just focuses on men because he knows that men don't get, you know, they don't take care of themselves as well as they should.
I know, but women too, women are worse because most of the time we're around the house more doing stuff, and we're going to eat this and eat that. But boy, you would have needed 3 hours for me to talk to that guy. I'm not going to talk to him for 5 minutes. No, that's it.
Well, you should should check out his podcast on YouTube.
I will. What is it again?
The Ultimate Men's Movement.
Oh, boy. The word men is in there.
That's okay. Doesn't mean you can't watch it.
Maybe you could get a doctor on there. Like him, that will talk about things like the carnivore, the keto diet, and the low carb, stuff like that, you know, and give him like an hour. Could you find somebody to give them a whole hour?
I'm not giving anybody a whole hour on a morning show, no.
Oh, that's right, a morning show.
Yeah, it's just, it's too, it's anyway, too much we got to do in the morning.
Yeah, no, but maybe he could turn me on to the right doctor that I've been looking for years.
You know what? I would reach out and ask him. I'm sure he can help you find somebody.
I'm going to do that. Thank you for putting that. I enjoyed it all. Oh, I was so itching to call. You must have thought of me. Come on now.
Of course I did, yeah.
I would have got right into... Oh, before we go, if there's another second, that picture of Apollo with the hat on. Where did you get the hat?
So Walmart has them over in the Walmart in Fairhaven has them in the clearance section of Halloween. It was $1.26, I think, for the hat.
Oh, it wasn't really meant for a cat. You saw it.
No. It's a pet hat. It's a pet Halloween costume.
Oh, I couldn't never get that.
I bought him a cowboy hat. I bought him a sombrero, and I bought him a lion's mane. Not one of them would he leave on.
Now you said that, you're going to have to put a picture of all of those hats on his head to have a good time.
I couldn't. He wouldn't keep the other two on long enough for me to take the picture.
Oh, but I enjoyed it. I'll let you go. Thanks for the minute.
All right. You have a good day.
Yeah, bye.
And yes, definitely, if you're looking to get some clearance, get out there, Halloween clearance, get out there and get it now before I beat you to it. And I'll also beat you to all of the great steaks over at the Butcher Shop. 123 Dharma Street in New Bedford. Actually, they've got plenty, so don't worry about that. But get over there and get yourself something delicious today, whether it's something to take home and cook up or whether it's something that they make themselves every day with their hot, fresh lunches. Today would be a great day to have some nice hot casserole, some of their delicious potatoes that they make. So much great stuff over there at the Butcher Shop. But again, it's an old school neighborhood market, so it's a little bit of everything, all the stuff that you need in that old school way. But definitely, once you taste the Butcher Shop meats, you won't be buying them in the supermarket anymore. Check them out. 123 Dharma Street in New Bedford. And tomorrow, we'll check in with Eric or Joe over there tomorrow. All right, I got to get one more break in. We'll be right back. And just one more reminder that this Saturday from 1 to 4, it is the Holiday Grand Tasting at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. They're going to have all kinds of vendors there, raffles, giveaways, all things to check out there. Tomorrow, we're going to be joined by Bob. He's one of the distributors who's going to be there, and we're going to find out what he's going to be sampling on Saturday. Plus, we'll talk to him about some other things as well. He's a great guy. I've learned a lot from going there and doing tastings with him there. So, and that's what I love about these tastings, is not only is it a chance to try things, you learn what you like and why you like it. So hopefully I'll see you over there at Stevie's Wine and Spirits this Saturday from 1 to 4, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. I've got